Yeah, so it's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and the world is trying to grind me down today, so I had to come out to Herrenhaven, try to get my mind off the stupidity that is the bureaucracy of the United States of America. I'm looking for marmots. I'm standing over a hole and I don't see any marmots in the hole. So now I'm going to go look for some more marmots in a different hole. Oh boy, what to do today? I don't know if I've got anything in me. I don't feel like putting up the fight today. I just don't want to. Why do I always have to fight? Why do I always have to prove something? I don't want to. I don't care. So I'm walking into the mushroom garden. And, you know, it might have rained or something last night. I can't really tell. Oh, that reminds me, though. On the way over here, I saw two turkeys while I was driving down Old Maple Road. There's this house that's sort of right above Herrenhaven. And it was for sale about a year ago. I wish I could have bought it because turkeys are always hanging out in these people's yard. And yes, there was two turkeys hanging out there today. So I'm in the mushroom garden. I don't see any mushrooms. I don't see any marmots. But I see that thing that I assume is some kind of bug trap. I think that's a different one, but there was another one here in this area. The city comes in and puts their bug traps here to, you know, monitor bug populations or whatever. So I think that's what that thing down there is. They don't monitor the Monty populations. I don't think they need to, because nobody sees the Mottis but me. You know, it blows my mind that we got these marmots all over the place. And you never hear anybody else saying, hey, don't you think it's weird there's marmots all over the place? Okay, well, this is interesting. Tornado sirens are going off. Isn't that interesting? So, I'm trying to think. What do I want to do? I want to look for Mottis. Where are the Mottis? I'm walking around the shed right now. Is there going to be a Motti sitting out there? No. No Mottis by the shed today. See if I can look in the holes. No Mottis. Are there bugs around that hole? No. Alright, well, I guess we keep looking for Mottis. Where's my Mottis? I'm gonna walk up here by the bocage. And man, the sirens are pretty loud here. We must be pretty close to the tornado sirens. Must be one over there on the golf course. Oh, I hope the sirens aren't scaring away my Mottis. Wow, here's a big flush of coprinus mushrooms, the big kind, the scaly caps. And as I look down into the bocage and the surrounding woods, I don't see any more mushrooms. And I don't see any Mottis either. I want to see a Motti today. And you know what? These tornado sirens are already starting to drive me crazy. You can see why. So loud. Well, at least we don't have, you know, cicadas going off at the same time. Man, you know, those are getting annoyingly loud. And I almost walked into a web. Which leads me to believe that I'm going to need a web stick. And I think I see a perfect one. And ironically, I had to walk through a web to get to it. Alright, I got a stick. Let's walk into the forest here. While all the tornado sirens start to die down. It is apparently a little bit drizzly. When I was driving over here, I did notice a few slight raindrops on my car. And yeah, I'm looking at the ivy that covers the ground right here, and some of it is wet, some of it is not. So, it's kind of, sort of not raining. Oh, brother. I don't know if I've got anything for you today. I'm so mad at lawyers and bureaucrats and all the other people I hate so much for doing all the bad things that they do, which is mainly obstructing me. Do not obstruct me. I've got stuff to do. Anyway, if it starts raining hard, I'll turn this equipment off. Do we have a fox in here today? Yeah, if it starts raining real hard, I'm gonna turn all the equipment off and run back to the car. Which way is the wind blowing? It's blowing into my face. That's good. Alright, so I'm walking up the little path that leads to the boardwalk. It's a nice cool day today. It's probably only about 72 degrees. It's overcast, slightly drizzly. Oh, I see one little ducky down here in the sub pond. That's so nice. We like a duckies. So now I'm gonna walk out onto the boardwalk here and see if we can see any dudes. Everything's sort of overgrown, so no dudes can see us as we sneak out there. I can see one little ducky flying away. And as I come out into the open, what do we got? Who's out here today? Nobody except that one ducky. Duck, 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 gray duck. Duck, 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 gray duck. And, you know, it feels more rainy out here. Yeah, I can look out on the water and I can see raindrops, so I'm just gonna turn around and we'll walk deep into the forest. What a day. It's kind of early. It's not even 11 o'clock a.m. I had to get up super early. I even had to set an alarm so I could get up early enough to take a phone call. This was supposed to be a big, important phone call that's going to take care of everything. But no, the fool on the other end says, well, if I talk fast enough, maybe you won't understand what I'm saying. And I'm like, no, that's not what my lawyer said. No, I'm calling my lawyer. Na-na-na-na-na-na. So then I call Pat. Pat, my lawyer. And of course, couldn't get a hold of him. So basically, I said to myself, you know what? Everybody can just go die. And I'm going to Harrenhaven instead. So that's where we are, walking over the land bridge, looking into the billabong. And I don't see anybody in the billabong. Where's all of our dudes today? Well, we saw two ducks, so that's good. Saw two turkeys on the way over here, so that's good. What else are we gonna see? Oh, I just saw something run off the path. Was it just a bird? Or was it some kind of little dude? I think it was a bird. Yeah, because here's that bird still hopping around. Hi, birdie. Some kind of bird. I don't know what kind of bird he is. He's all gray. He's like charcoal gray. Alright, let's walk up into the wall blind here. Since they bothered to trim it back. Looking into the billabong, but they trimmed too much back. And now it's too exposed. Oh, and there's 1, 2, 3 duckies back there. Hello, duckies. So that's nice. It's a very ducky day today. Ducks are good. They're very quacky. Those ducks weren't very quacky. They were just sort of swimming around and looking for stuff to eat ducks. Oh, man. The only thing that's keeping my spirits up right now is the fact that I've got some egg rolls in my freezer. Maybe I'll eat those for lunch today. Oh, and I just remembered I have to go to the store at some point because I'm out of waffles. Waffles, waffles. Oh, and the other good thing is, here's some poop on the trail. That is fox poop. Are we gonna find a foxy today? I better take my camera out of my pocket right now, just in case. But anyway, the other good thing is, I've got a couple of cans of 1893 cola in my refrigerator. Which I kind of like. Because it, you know, tastes like concentrated cola and not watered down barely any flavor cola like you get with your basic Coke and or Pepsi products. So, maybe I'll enjoy one of those. Yeah, so the upside is the 1893 product is pretty good. The bad news is the only store that I can find, the only grocery store that I've been able to find that sells it for $1.69 a can. Jeez, I might as well buy it from a convenience store. Alright, I'm walking by the turtle reproduction pond. And there's ducks on logs, there's ducks swimming around. I don't see my fox anywhere or anything. But I'm looking. There's been a fox in here. And you know, that reminds me. For the last couple nights, I've heard some weird noises in my backyard. Most likely raccoons. But I haven't been able to spot them. But we are getting back into the time of year when I start getting raccoons showing up on my back porch and stuff, saying, hey, he wants to come out and play raccoon games with us. And I say, yeah, I play raccoon games with you. That sounds pretty fun. Alright, so, oh, walking into the blind here, and there's 3 ducks swimming around right out in front. And there's some more ducks away out there. There's some ducks on the log. There's half a dozen ducks in a group. Oh, and over to my right, there's 8, 9, well, about 10 ducks. And over to my left, there's another group of about slightly less than 10 ducks swimming around. And then over in the delta, there's a big group of ducks just sitting around, a dozen, maybe more. I don't see Big Bluey anywhere, or any other big types of dudes, although there is something clear on the other side of the pond. I don't know if I can, it looks like, it looks like a white bird of some kind, but it might just be a plastic bag or trash or who knows what. It's far away. It's a good 100 meters away. And look at all these ducks just walking around and swimming around. It's ducktacular out here. Ducks everywhere saying, "Where are the quacky doodlers?" Alright, well, I think I'm going to turn around here. I'm wondering if we should walk up through the loop. Yeah, what the heck, I don't think we've been up here in a long time. Maybe we'll see our fox, but I only have 2 hands. I gotta carry the audio equipment in one hand, I gotta carry the web stick in the other. How am I gonna take a picture if something jumps out of the woods in front of me? I don't know. So we're just gonna keep moving and see what we find. Oh damn it, to hell in a bucket. Yes, I just got web face. Yes, I even have a stick. Damn it, to hell. And I walked into a mighty thick one there. I wasn't swinging my web stick high enough, and it just caught the top of my head. The web. Always with the web face. Always with the bugs flying up my nose. Damn bugs. Damn webs. Damn bureaucrats and lawyers. Oh, what am I looking at? Oh, it's just, is that, I can see something white in the woods here. Is that a, oh no, I was hoping it was a shed antler, but no, it was just trash. Shed antlers, I have found them right in this area before. More webs, damn it, to hell. Whoa, and look at the spider on this web that I just walked my face into. Okay, that's it. I'm turning around, and I'm going the direction that we know is web-free. Because even with my web stick, I am walking face-first into webs. That one had a massive old spider on it, and I was like, okay, see you later, web face spider. Because I don't want any spiders on my face. No. No spiders on my face. Oh, man. What a day I'm having. You know, and I've only been up for, what, 2 hours now? Yeah, I got up at about slightly after 9 o'clock. It's all slightly after 11 o'clock now, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what time it is. I don't care about such things. Time is for the busy people. Busy, busy, busy. I don't want any more webs in my face. Ugh. I almost got murdered by a spider. Trying not to have a horrible day. Trying to stay positive. Trying not to sink into a deep depression. You know, you'd think I'd have something better to do, but I don't. And that's why we're walking through the forest. Basically so I don't kill anybody. Trying to stay calm. I still have my web stick. I don't know why. Don't really need it. We've already walked through this part, so I'm just going to leave my web stick right there. And maybe I'll need it another day. I can feel a couple of raindrops coming down through the canopy. Rain is trying to get me. And I thought I heard an animal noise over here. I don't know. It sounded like a waka waka cha. Like maybe some kind of dude was trying to talk to me. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm getting raindrops on my head. And that's fine. It's not really raining very hard yet. Or maybe it is and I just can't tell because I'm under canopy. Who knows? I'm looking for dudes. But I don't see any. I want to find some kind of dude so I can say, hey! Because that's what I feel like doing. Talking to dudes. Because I don't feel like talking to bureaucrats. And I don't feel like talking to lawyers. Because talking to those people just makes me want to punch somebody. Mainly them. And it's weird. Because you're just not allowed to punch people in our society. No matter how badly they need to be punched, you cannot. There it is again. Ah, I can smell him. I can smell Mr. Foxy. When was he here? Was he here earlier? Is he here now? Alright, we're gonna walk up into the cut. Cause sometimes I see that Mr. Foxy right around here. I'm gonna turn my camera on just in case. I've just got it pointed out in front of me. In case somebody decides to pop out of the forest. Like they've been known to do. Alright, I'm kind of walking on the Mulhall's property here. And I don't see any foxes. I don't see any matis. So I guess we'll turn back. Go back into Heron Haven. Oh, here's a little bee. These are the bees that live in the beehive. Little bees. They're nice. I like the big, big bumblebees better than the little bees, but the little bees are good. It's all bees are good. Bees are fun. They say buzz. And they make honey, which I used last night when I was making some of my snack mix. I was watching a movie last night, and it was sort of interesting enough to hold my attention, but not quite interesting enough that I didn't get up to make snack mix. And now I can't even remember what it was that I watched. Oh yeah, it was Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, an interesting young lady in my book. I was never interested in her before. At one point in time, my friend Doug and I, we were discussing hot chicks that are in movies and are on TV, and he said, Scarlett Johansson. And I said, she doesn't really do it for me. Which is true. Until I saw her in, you know, the Captain America movie or whatever. Because, you know, normally Scarlett Johansson is a blonde. And, you know, I don't pay any attention to blondes. And, you know, she just looked like every other single chick in the world with blonde hair. Nothing special about her. But once they got her up in the red hair and the, oh, you're a superhero, you know, shtick, then I became interested. And in the movie I watched last night, which was like the second Captain America movie, Captain America the Winter Soldier, her hair was straight and reddish and dark. She looked pretty cute. She's one of those girls who needs to not be blonde, because she's much more attractive when she's not blonde. It's starting to rain a little bit harder, and we're back at the shed. I don't see any Matis under the shed. Where else can we look for Matis? We went to all the Mati places here at Heron Haven. Yeah, so I watched The Winter Soldier. And, you know, it was kind of okay. Your typical action movie with superheroes, and there was fighting and some guns and a lot of computer-generated graphics and blah, blah, blah. And nothing really stood out until towards the end. They're standing over Nick Fury's grave, and I wasn't paying any attention. But I think, you know, Nick Fury was played by Samuel L. Jackson, everybody's favorite dude. And when they showed the gravestone, they only showed it for a second. But there was something written on it that I couldn't... They only showed it for a second, and I couldn't quite make it out. I really wasn't paying any attention. But it might have been that line from... that other Sam Jackson movie, the Quentin Tarantino one, The Path of the Righteous Man, is blah, 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 blah. There's a hawk flying around over the golf course. But again, it was mostly obscured. Couldn't see it. I don't know. Now I gotta watch the movie again, and just so I can see the end, so I can get a better look at that gravestone. All right, well, I am back in my car. I'm sitting here watching the hawk. The rain is drizzling down a little bit harder. Mr. Hawkey's flying around. Let's go back to my house and see what's going on and wrap this up. In 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello, and here we are back in the studio. Oh. Well, one good thing happened to me on the drive back from Heron Haven back to my house here. And that is, you know, I drove back home the same way that I drove to Heron Haven. And so I was looking for the turkeys. And guess what? Instead of 2 turkeys, there was 4 turkeys now. 4 big turkeys. Toms, presumably. And they were standing around in these people's yard next to their driveway going, we're turkeys, la la la, we're doing turkey stuff, isn't this great? Blah blah blah, we're having a turkey party. And I just drove by waving. And I said, hi turkeys. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. My time is up, so I gotta go. It is Saturday, so stay tuned for MJT's Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion, coming up right after me. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?